We are learning Maseches Erev and Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. We have a case over here, like the Mishavru speaks out, where it's possible you'll have three houses and none of them will have to give an Erev. There'll be other houses here that'll have to give an Erev, but three houses in the middle will not have to give an Erev. What's the case? Beis Chatzeres. You have two Chatzeres, and those Chatzeres have, let's say, one or two houses open to them. And besides for that, the Gimel Batim Beneim. Besides for those houses that are open to the Chatzer, there are three houses in between the two Chatzeres. That means house number one is open to Chatzer number one, then there's a house in the middle, then house number three is open to Chatzer number two. So you have Chatzer, three houses, then another Chatzer. And those Chatzeres have houses on the other side of them as well. So the halacha is, Zeh Ba'derach Zeh V'Noyis HaRuvi B'Zeh. The people of Chatzer Aleph walk through the house number one and put it in house middle house number two. And from Chatzer number two, they bring the Erev and they put it into house the middle house also by walking through house number three. So the halacha is Zeh Nasa Beis Shar LaZeh and Zeh Nasa Beis Shar LaZeh. When you look at the three houses, the outer houses, house number one, house number three became the Beis Shar for the people of Chatzer 2. And when they brought the Erev to put in the middle, so this was the Beis Shar. And the same goes for Chatzer 1. There, Chatzer A, house number 1 also becomes the Beis Shar to the middle, because they bring the Erev through that. And so therefore, those are Beis Shar. Beis Shar doesn't need to give an Erev. A house that's called a Beis Shar, it's called like a foyer, doesn't have to give an Erev. Now, Emtsoi, Havalei Bayis, Shenichem Erev, the middle one is a house that gives that you put the Erev there. Allah is, in the house where you put an Erev, we had a Gemara before, that the place where you put the Erev, those people of those house, of that house, does not have to participate in the Erev. Why? Because that's where they live anyway. So therefore, they don't have to participate in the Erev. So I'm sorry, Havali Bayis Shenichem Erev, Bein Sarfli Nesim Pas, you don't have to give Pas. So it's possible to have a case, you have three houses in a row, then neither of them have to give Pas. The two outer ones are a Beis Shar. And the middle one is the house where you put the Erev, and therefore does not have to participate and give challah for the Erev. Zok the Gemara Vayter, in a similar case, but different. Bodek le'rechava le'rabbana. You have Beis Chatzeres, or Beis Batim B'neim. You have two Chatzeres, and you have two houses in between, not three houses. Again, these Chatzeres have their own other houses, but there's two houses in between. Zeh Bodarach Zeh V'Nesiru V'Zeh. The people of Chatzer A walk through house number one and put the Erev number two. And those people from Chatzer B walk through house number two and put in house number one. So what's the problem? It turns out that this house is a Beis Shar for one Chatzer and it's the house for the other Chatzer. The halacha is that you're not allowed, just like a Beis Shar doesn't require an Erev, a foyer doesn't require Erev, you're not allowed to put an Erev into a foyer either. See, here you have a problem. Regarding Chatzer A, house number one is a Beis Shar, house number two is a Bayis, because that's where you're putting the Erev. Regarding Chatzer B, there, house number two is a Beis Shar, and house number one is the place where you're putting the Erev, has to be a house. So the problem is, for one chatzer, that thing is a Beis Shar. For the other chatzer, that thing, that structure is a house. So, kanu erev aloy, mi mashvidin lohu, legabi the high bias, do we say, regarding one chatzer, it's a bias, legabi the high Beis Shar, regarding the other chatzer, Beis Shar, legabi the high Beis Shar, the high bias. So what's the halacha? Are the erev work or not? Amrulei, so this is what Rechava was testing the Rabbanon to see if they can answer. So Amrulei, so the Rabbanon answered, Shneim loy konu erev. They're both not kind of the erev. Why? Because manav shach, ibei shar mash v'slei. If you want to call, let's say, the house number one a beis shar, because the people from Chatzer A are walking through that and putting it into house number two. So if house number one is a beis shar, so I know he says ruv beis shar, achsader apesa an erev. The other chatzer was putting the erev here. It's not good because you put an erev in a beis shar. It's not a good Erev. Erev has to be put in the Beis Dira. One of the lachos of Erev Chatzeris are, when you make an Erev Chatzeris, you have to put the challah into a house. So Terry says, a bias mashle, you're making a bias. Then come a taltal a bias, lama arvle. Then the problem is, if this is a bias, so how could Chatzer, let's say number one, put the Erev, you know, Chatzer A, put the Erev in house number two, and they're walking through house number one. House number one never participated in the Erev. Why? Because you consider it a Beis Shar. If you consider it a Beis Shar, So you never participate in the Erev. The problem is, it's considered a bias regarding all the chatzah. So in one of Shach, you can't... what is it? A bias or a beishar? Either way, it makes a problem. And you could say, look at separate. Look at regarding chatzah A, this is a beishar, it's a bias. And regarding chatzah B, this is a bias, a beishar. That's a little bit of a joke, because what is it? A beishar or a bias? So therefore, he says it's no good. Ask the Gemara, why is it this case different than Rava's case? What's Rava's case? Rava's case is an entirely different halacha regarding Erev, either Erev Tchum or Erev Chatzeris. We're talking about Pasha's Erev Tchum there. That when it was Chal, the halacha is that Erev Tchum or Erev Chatzeris have to be Chal ben Ashmashis. That's the halacha. And there's a story like this. Domer Rava, Omer Loi Shnayim. One guy, he's going to be a shliach, he's going to be an agent to make a Reuven for people. Two people told him, Seve Erev Aleinu, go make an Erev for us. Le'echod, for one, for Reuven, this shliach, his name is his Binyamin. So Binyamin made for Reuven, Le'echod, Erev Alav Vayyim, he put down the Erev right before Ben Ashmashas. Le'echod, Erev Alav Ashmashas, and one of them, he put it down the Erev Ben Ashmashas. Zesh, Erev Alav Vayyim, the person who he put down the Erev before Shabbos, Nechled Ben Ashmashas, it got eaten up Ben Ashmashas. So it wasn't here anymore Ben Ashmashas. V'zesh Yerlo Ben Ashmashas, but the other one, for Shimon, he made an Erev for Shimon, Ben Ashmashas, Nechled Ben Ashmashas, it got eaten after it got dark. So what's the shail here? Shail is like this. Is Ben Ashmashas night or day? If it's Ben Ashmashas is considered day, so then, the problem is, regarding Reuven, his Reuven was eaten Ben Ashmashas, so it wasn't around when Shabbos came in. The Teretz is, Ben Ashmashas is like Lila. Then, for Shimon, how do you make an Erev on Lila? It's too late to make an Erev. So what's the halacha? Shneim kano Erev. Rama said both are kano Erev. Because since the Safik Durabanon, you say, look at Reuven, by him, Ben Ashmashas is night. So it's eaten only after night. Regarding Shimon's Erev, that he only put the Erev down Ben Ashmashas, him Ben Ashmashas is day. So we're saying for Reuven Ben Ashmashas is night, and for Shimon Ben Ashmashas is day. So you see, you can make a stero, you got with two different people, even with the stero, but this is for Reuven, this is for Shimon. So same thing here also, make V'chatzah A, one halacha, V'chatzah B, an halacha. Got V'chatzah A, this thing's a bias. Got V'chatzah B, this thing's a beishar. That's just like we're doing it by Erev. They say, Shneim Kanam Erev. So tomorrow, no. It's not a time. Hachi Ashta. Hosam Sofik Imam Sofik Laila. Ben Ashmashas is Sofik Imam Sofik Laila. Like Minker and Milsa. It's not Klar. It's not Minker and Milsa. Which one's which? Therefore, it doesn't look like a chucha v'tlu. It doesn't look like a joke. If you say the guy with Reuven, you go Sofik Lekula. The guy with Shimon, Sofik Lekula. Ava Hacha. Here, it's very clear what this thing is. The structure is right here in front of you. Id Legabe High Bias. You can't say this same structure for him is a house and a beishar. What is this thing? A house or a beishar? And therefore, if you say that legabi dem it's a bayis and legabi dem it's a beishar, it's a chucha v'tlu, it's a joke. And therefore, that can't be done. And like Rashi means on a pasuk says, leniten, not a pasuk, a lashon of a mishnah, leniten pe leminim lirdois. Don't give a chance for the people who are apakarsim to have what the taina. It's a joke. And therefore, it's not a good eriv if it's a stira, if it's a beishar or a bayis. Hadran aloch hadar. For those who finished it, blineda, hadran aloch hadar. Zok the next parak, parak chaloin. Parak chaloin deals with what type of entranceway, what type of connection do you need between two chatzeres in order to make an erev. We know halacha is that every chatzer needs an erev because it has a bunch of houses which is a shushi yachid, and the chatzer belongs to everyone, therefore you need an erev. But to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, the kelim from the house needs a different erev. You have to combine, you have to unify both chatzeres. But how do you unify both chatzeres? So if they're open to each other, they need an Erev. But let's say they're not open to each other, there's a wall in between. What allows you to unify two chatzeres? So let's see the Mishnah. Chaloin shebein beis chatzeres. If you have a window between two chatzeres, remember, these chatzeres have a full wall, just as a window in between. Arba, it's four tvachim by four tvachim. B'soich asara, within 10 tvachim of the ground, ma'arvin. You can make a ma'arvin shnayim, you can make an Erev too, you can unify them as one. V'imrotzu ma'arvin echad. But if you want, you could not unify them and have each chatzer stand alone with their own Erev. They don't have to make an Erev together, two chatzeres. Each make their own Erev. They don't have to combine them. But if they want to combine them, they're allowed to, because this window is enough of an entranceway between them to combine them. And what's the Tanai? It has to be a big enough 4x4. That's enough to be usable to go through it. And number two, it has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because it's over 10 tefachim of the ground, you look like you have a full mechitza here, and it's already too high to use. Pashas, the reason is because not nicha tashmishte. It's hard to use when it's 10 tefachim high already. It's not so usable to go through it. So that's the halacha. that if you have this window, you either or. Either Marav and Shnayim, unify them as one. Rots Marav and Echad. Pachos v'dalad. If the opening is less than four tefachim on four tefachim, or lemailam yod, or it's higher than yod tefachim off the ground, then Marav and Shnayim. Each has to make air by themselves. Ve'im Marav and Echad. They cannot unify both chetzeres together. Zok the Gemara. This that picks the four tefachim, four by four tefachim, maybe that should be a stam mishnah like of Shimon Gamliel. There's a machlokes we had before. What is lavud? According to Rabbanan, three tefachim is lavud. More than three tefachim is not lavud. Lavud means ki'ilu, it's closed up. And according to Shimon Gamliel, the shear is four tefachim. So it sounds like over here, less than four tefachim is not a good window. Why? It must be because it's like closed up. So it sounds like it's a stam mishnah like a Shimon Gamliel. Oh, it's lavud, it's four tefachim. Lame is tanan stoma, kir Shimon Gamliel. Lame kol pachis barabak lavud. Anything less than four tefachim is like lavud. The Gemara says, no. I feel like the Rabbanon. We could go like the Rabbanon that lavud is three tefachim. Ad kan lepil Rabbanon allow Shimon Gamliel and lavudim. Only regarding lavud, the hilchos of lavud, you have to close something up. But everyone's maskim, the Rabbanon's maskim, that first, to make a door, you need more than to get out of lavud. It has to be more than that. Aliyim pischa, I thought about my idea, the ikka dal dal chashiv, loy loy chashiv. Avada, more than three is not lavud, but it's still not good to be called a pesach, to be called an opening. To call the opening, it has to be a little bit bigger than that. It has to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim to be considered a chashiv opening. And therefore, it's not dafka shem emil. Even the Rabbanon hold that lavud is three, here he agrees you need four because to make it a chashiv opening. The Mishnah said further, at the end, pachlis v'dal dalad, oy lemailam yod, ma'arvin. So the question is, we just said, ma'arvin shnayim ma'arvin echad, you can't unify them. We just said that in order to unify, you need 4 by 4 and within 10. So obviously, if it's less than 4 by 4 or higher than 10, it doesn't work. Why do you have to repeat that over? Pshita, kimin do amar dalad al dalad b'soy chasara. Since you said it has to be dalad dalad within 10 tefachim on the ground, me'mela no yodana, the pachlis v'dal ma'alam yod loy. Then I automatically know that less than 4 by 4 and less and higher than Yutfachim, loy, it's not good. It's not a good Pesach. So what's the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? My answer like this: Hakamash lo and taima the kula ma'alam yud. The only time it's good is the only time you would think it's the only time it's no good if it's completely lemailam yud. Av miksosay b'seich yud ma'arvin shnayim rotz ma'arvin echad. The chiddush of the Mishnah is like this: if you just learned the ratio, you would think the entire window has to be within less than yud tefachim. But let's say part of it is above yud tefachim, you would say it's they can't unify them. The end of the Mishnah teaches us, no, the whole thing is l'mayin l'mayud, that is when you can't unify them. A little bit l'mayin l'mayud is enough. That's what the Gemara says. Mashlo, the time of the kula l'mayin l'mayud, m'ksosa b'seichir, if part of the window is within yud tefachim on the ground, ma'arvim shnayim rotz ma'arvim echad, you couldn't make one erev. So that's the chiddush of yud. And Taisa speaks out that Agav, that there's a chiddush to teach us that the only time it's no good, if it's all real ma'alam yod, we also repeat it over pachis v'arba arba, even though that alone is not a chiddush. And the Gemara brings a riot to this din that if it's miksasoi toich yod, if it's partly within yod tefachim, it's enough of a window to be called, to be able to unify them. Tanir Allah, Tanabar, we learned this halacha in a braisa. It says kuli l'mayil miyud, which means roiv is l'mayil miyud, miksaseh b'soi chasara, and roiv of the window is above yod, and part of the window is within yod. Or kuli b'soich yod, the entire window, the roiv of the window is lower than yod, miksaseh l'mayil miyud, and part of it is above yod. Ma'arvin shnayim, you can either make the own air of each chasiv, and ratzu, if you want, you can unify them, ma'arvin echad. So that's first of right, so that even though it's kula l'mal v'yod, which means roiv l'mal v'yod, miksos v'seich yod is enough. The Gemara asks, hashto kula l'mal v'yod, if the ratio of this price tells you already, that if it's roiv l'mal v'yod, miksos v'seich yod, amrit ma'arvim, it's a good air, ma'arvim shnayim, rotz ma'arvim echad, if you want, you can make an air of one, which means ma'arvim echad means you can make unify them. So what is the second part of the brisa? Kulei b'seich yod, if it's roiv within yod tefachim on the ground, miksos l'mal v'yod, me'boy, you have to tell me? Madach, if only part of it is within your tefachim on the ground, is good. So if most of it is within your tefachim on the ground, you have to tell me? So the more you're right. Zuvein tzarech loyim mezuktani. This Brisa is saying this halacha, and of course the next halacha. Sometimes Brisas do that. Zuvein tzarech loyim mezuktani, and that's pshat in our Brisa.